mean, I think we're good with it, really. I mean, it's something that we need to embrace, you know, not run away from. We're going to have high expectations. Okay, fine. You know, after that, now play baseball. So we got to play good baseball to win games. We're also smart enough to know that just because we got a good team on paper, that turns us into a good team on the field. We're going to have to do what I talked about last year and the year before. We're going to have to make pitches. We're going to have to be able to execute the small things that you do in this game to win. You get yourself good pitches to hit. That part's not going to change. We just got to be better at it.
John, how much is the rally cry of just have fun, and that takes care of some of the other stuff as you're out there just playing ball the way you know how to play it?
I haven't heard the rally cry of just have fun come around yet, but, you know, there's a balance the way you play. For me, we're together, you know, obviously from the 6 weeks already, every day, and now 162 more. There has to be some kind of balance. We know the guys have to have fun when you play. You play better when you're playing in that type of environment. But also, there's, you have to know when to get down to business. And part of fun is winning and playing the game right. So it's just striking the balance. Everybody can have fun. All teams you see out there, they're going to have fun because they're playing Major League Baseball and they're traveling all around the country and they're kind of realizing a dream. But at some point, it's like it's a lot more fun when you're winning. And so really, it's like, where's that balance, you know?
Don, the Angels and the Dodgers have matched up in the spring training freeway series 111 times. What makes this freeway series so special?
Well, obviously, we've both got good clubs this year. I think the expectations of both cities, you know, from Anaheim and then here in L.A., and both organizations high expectations, made big moves over the last few years. And so I think that makes the series, you know, the freeway series a little more, you know, entertaining and more expectations on both sides of the, you know, from Anaheim all the way here to L.A.
How alarming is it that this close to the season starting, there's still a lot of questions up in the air, up and down the roster?
No, there's not that many questions. We're just, you know, the answers, we're not really willing to throw them out there yet because we've still got guys in camp, you know, guys on the club and here, so there's not, you know, try to any kind of information that these guys get. You know, I always feel obligated to tell them first before I would tell you, so we pretty much know where we're going. Just like, you know, just like not really ready to reveal it all yet.
How would you rank it to be on Saturday or Sunday?
I think it has to be on Sunday, but, you know, we'll probably. I'm not sure the actual mechanics, but I think it's Saturday night or I think it's whatever it is. I think it's before the game starts on the first game starts.
Is Chad, what you decide on Chad dependent totally upon how Chad feels or is part of it how the pieces fall into place?
What do you mean with Chad? Chad's going to be in our rotation.
But maybe not right away, right? I mean,
we don't need a fifth starter until X time.
Right. So are you already sure he's not going
to? No, we're not sure of anything. We're not, you know, at this point. I mean, I shouldn't say we're not sure of anything, but we're not sure. Yeah, whatever. We're not sure of anything with what's going to happen with Chad then. Fine. Write whatever you want, TJ.
That's your love, Chad.
How would you grade the pitching in the spring and where you expect them to be at this stage?
Spring? It's actually went pretty good because Kershaw's healthy. Ryu's, you know, showed us, you know, that he can pitch. He's healthy. Zach with a little scare, he's healthy. Bills is kind of passing the test as far as his elbow. Obviously, he had a little setback with the bunting, you know, issue with his finger. So the elbow situation's healthy. Josh is throwing the ball good. He's healthy. So when you talk about spring pitching, you really talk about are guys prepared and are they healthy? And, or, you know, most part, Cap's throwing the ball good. Aaron's healthy. Teddy's the one guy that's probably farther away from that than anybody. So
how would you say Kirst did during the spring as far as with his stuff?
He was fine. Yeah. He was fine. He threw the ball. I know, it was like, I think it was after his third outing or something.
Yeah,
he was like all mad, but he was throwing the ball good. The first two, he actually got hit a little bit, like his third outing.
Yeah.
The first two, he gave up some runs, but he gave up like one hard hit ball both of those games. So he's fine. Kirsch is ready.
Did you tell him to be sure to send a thank you note to Verlander?
No, what did he say?
What did Verlander say?
Yeah.
What happened? He signed for 202.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I thought it was 180.
They have plus an option.
Got a raise already.
I know Kirsch. I don't even know anything about Kirsch's contracts. I know his status, but not really. You know, Kirsch's things that I've read, he's just not, once the season starts, he's not going to worry about it. And I'm sure he's not that worried about it anyway.
Don, we talked about a little bit late last year when you made the trades and stuff, about the expectation and being in charge of all that. A little extra pressure on you to get it off to a fast start this year, or is it still just business as usual?
Well, if there's pressure to get off to a fast start, I don't feel any more pressure to get off to a fast start. And I always feel pressure really from expectations, you know. I put high expectations on myself. I put high expectations on our club and the way we perform. So, you know, I know that, you know, obviously I know the situation with the players that we have, but honestly it's a lot. It's a lot better having high expectations with a club that you feel like has an opportunity to win than basically feeling like, you know, everything has to fall exactly right for you. You can't have any injuries. You can't, you know, everybody has to, you know, Kirsch's got to do his absolute best. Matt Kemp's got to be at top of his game every day. Andre's got to have an unbelievable year. And then we've got to have three sleepers come out of the blue to have good year. You know, that's the kind of things you expect. Those things can't happen. You play your team like that. But when you've got a lineup that's a little more, you know, laden with some depth, you know, we're going to lose Hanley for a period of time, but you feel like you got, you know, some guys that can sustain, and you can kind of handle that for a short period of time. It's a lot easier.
Are you worried if you want to meet with a player before the game night, you might not be able to find him?
A little bit. Yeah.
A lot of places to hide in there.
There is some hiding spots. You guys will never find them. I figure we put those trackers on them. It's like the cell phones. I know where they're at.
What does the renovation, especially the clubhouse, do to a team knowing that it's been really old and small for a long time and now, wow?
I think guys are excited for sure. And I think it's just, I don't know what it actually does, because I think you can win the other way, because obviously they've won the other way. But I think it just makes it another, you know, commitment to players that you bring in and that are here that, you know, we want you guys to have, you know, the best of facilities, giving you every opportunity to be the best team you could possibly be. You know, advancing, you know, advances in the medical department as far as the therapy that these guys get. They actually talked to these guys when Stan talked about basically if you take advantage and take care of yourself, extending your career, because you're going to have better medical, you know, care, and they're going to be at the, you know, the cutting edge of things that can help you perform better and keep you healthier. So from a player's point of view, there's nothing not to like, and I just think it's great for them. It's a great selling point also for guys to want to play here.
Are you as ready for opening day as you expected to be?
Yeah, I feel ready. I mean, I think our club's ready, and that's the main thing. Fairly healthy, and I feel like we've had a pretty good camp. We had plenty of time, that's for sure. And I think, you know, it's like we talk about to the players with, you know, spring is about preparing, getting ready, setting, you know, trying to set our parameters of, you know, expectations of, you know, what, where we want them to be, you know, what we, the way we're going to play. And then at some point, it's like open the gates and let them roll, you know, because it is their team and it's their game. At some point, you know, we've tried to give them everything we could possibly give them to this point, and, you know, they're ready to go. I think they know it. They don't really want to get any more hits that don't count. You know, so it's getting there. It's time to go.
And as special as opening day is, how more special is they open up against the Giants?
Well, it's a, you know, we did it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, obviously the rivalry is going to keep getting enhanced. You know, with them winning two out of three, it kind of raises the stakes for us, and kind of team we're putting together kind of raises the stakes for them and everybody else also. So, National League West, I should say the American League too, but the National League West is really a division it's going to be a battleground. You get some good clubs in it, and everybody knows you're going to have to play well to win this division.
Have you ever had a conversation with Crawford about he's in the game situation, the run situation, not to throw the ball as hard as he can?
We've been, I know Stan Medical's been, talking to him about staying under control and that he's not going to be 100% arm strength, on Monday. So he's going to hit the cutoff man. So we've had, we have had talks with him to basically come up and hit the cutoff man.
Sure, always. He's always going to have to go for a cutoff man every situation.
That's what we're trying. We're trying to, keep building him, and at some point he's going to be 100% as good a thrower as he's going to be. We think he's safe throwing, but he's just not built up to just try to turn one loose.
You do think he's safe?
Yeah, as long as he stays under control, So.
Talking to some of the old school Dodgers about the Giant rivalry, they would have been really bitter that that team won two of the last three and you guys weren't in it at all. Is there any of that left over at all, or is that just the way it used to be and it's not like that anymore?
No, I think the rivalry continues. I think it's the fact that they've won, increases the rivalry. Because, it's like anything else. When somebody's winning, everybody's trying to knock them off. And obviously with the Dodger-San Francisco history, history creates that rivalry and the proximity of the cities. And so it's not going away.
Is it fun, though, to you?
Yeah, I like it. I like playing those guys. Yeah. I like playing in their place, too. They got a fun place to play. It's loud and it's a little crazy, so it's good.
Did you take the elevator down?
Yes.
What did you think of that hallway with all the...
It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
Where they had all the names before.
Yeah, now
they
get
the gold gloves and the Cy Youngs and a Rookie of the Years. I thought it was cool. I think it's great. I think what's going on historically, kind of showing our history is great. Because, even in Glendale, a lot more Dodger, memorabilia or pictures on the walls, all over the place is Dodger stuff. They put Dodgers on the building, actually. Just little stuff that you don't even think about before. But now when you walk into my office, it's got pictures of, Walter Alston and old Vero Beach and all the managers that have ever managed the Dodgers. Hallways or Sports Illustrated covers and different pictures of people that have won, been on a Sports Illustrated. Sandy coming back, all the guys that have come in. We had a lot of guys. Tommy Davis came to camp this year. Different guys, Sean Green, Eric Harris was in. Different guys continue to come into camp and just kind of historically, keep tying into the history of our organization.
What's it like for you to work with a guy like Sandy?
Great.
Have fun with him.
Oh, yeah. Sandy's great. For us, it's great because he just wants to come in and talk pitching and baseball, question us on why we're doing this or this. This here it is. That's okay. Yeah. That's what we want. Right. You want guys to come in and question, why is this guy calling that and not that guy, and why is this guy not this guy? Why are you doing this or that? So
you see the guy's eyes light up too when he walked in the room the first time they got a chance to see him. Do you think?
No, it's good. Sandy's been around a little bit. So yeah. Some of these guys have worked with Sandy in the past, and some of those guys know, I know Josh had seen him through Miami. But, once you get past the name Sandy Koufax, it's good because guys are working on stuff that they believe could help them.
So was the aura around Sandy similar to that when you were in DiMaggio with
the Angels? Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much that kind of like can't go anywhere.
The difference is that Sandy never came in the room and said, "You have to call me the greatest player of all time, or I'm not showing up." Just kidding.
I haven't heard any of that. But
seriously, folks.
So. Don, have the guys you've talked to about possibly moving to the bullpen, have they been receptive to that, or have you gotten that far in sort of talking to the guys yet?
I can't say that they're like going, oh, thanks. Thanks for talking to me about that. But we've tried to be up front with guys from the beginning. I think they all knew that we were in a, you know, there were basically eight guys for five spots, and that there was a possibility of that, you know. So I don't expect them to necessarily like it. But on the back side of that, yeah, we treat them with respect and like pros, and at some point you know, we'll expect them to do the best they possibly can, you know, with a bad situation possibly, and so that's the way we look at it.
You talked about health. Is Matt pretty much where he should be at this stage?
I think Matt's ready. You don't hear any talk about the shoulder anymore.
Good.
With Matt, there's no early on in camp. I know he's a little nervous about the way he's feeling and. You know, this is it going to hurt if I miss? And so I think over the course of, you know, as we get a lot more at-bats under his belt, there's no more talk about it.
Okay. You taking advantage of the quiet room yet?
Not yet. I looked in there. It was quiet.
That made the laugh.
It was quiet.
Before a big decision you have to make during the game, you can just pop in there and
be quiet.
Just the way it's supposed to be.
Seen a workout, Matt. Like, who works out in the quiet room?
Like for stretching, you mean?
Yeah, some kind of. Who knows? Hey, whatever it takes.
Right now, they're just dropping stuff in place.
By the way, Don, I haven't seen you since the Clippers game the last time.
Yeah, the Clips are hanging in, aren't they?
They're hanging in, but they're not quite doing what they were doing before. What do you think?
I just think nothing matters until the playoffs. Now, if you're in, you got a chance to win.
But you want home court advantage as long as you can squeeze it out, though, too, right?
Yeah, but everybody don't get it. So you're in. They got a chance, as good as a chance as anybody.
They're fun to watch, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a blast to watch. Haven't got a chance to see them much since spring training.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah, it's been. I can't stay up past 8 o'clock. Keep getting up at 4.
Wow. Really? That early? Why so early?
Well, because you work out before it starts and.
Seriously?
Yeah, the time I get to the park, I get to leave for like 5:30 for the stadium.
Wow.
It's not like I was up for 5 hours.
Yeah. Okay, man, welcome back.
Thank you.